Time now for Ask the Expert. My guest today, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Don, always good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Always good to see you, Joey. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Now, Don, as we get started this morning, the Catholic Diocese of Springfield, Illinois, recently announced funeral policies for their members and parishioners. So what's that all about, Don, and what was behind that?
Yeah, the bishop of the diocese in Springfield, Illinois, put out a YouTube video and a written document about irregular funeral practices that he's been seeing, and he's wanting to set the rules down in the Diocese of Springfield, Illinois. He says that some of the funeral practices that he's been seeing and that have been happening not just there but everywhere are going against the norms of the Catholic Church. He says visitation the same day of the funeral in the church is not going to be allowed anymore because they have their rituals and their traditions in the Catholic Church, that's not to happen. And eulogies that focus on the individual rather than eulogies that focus on the faith journey of the individual. Well, eulogies that, focus on the individual can get kind of difficult in the church, if you will. So he's putting a stop to that. And also, he restated that cremated remains in the Catholic Church, if you're cremated, the remains are not to be divided and they're to be buried in a secular place within 30 days. So we've kind of gotten away from that. The cremation trend has changed a lot of traditions.
Speaking with Don Wilson, Evergreen Memorial Trust, Don, the Catholic Church and really all faiths are known for rituals and traditions they have. How do they hold up today?
Some good, some, are having some difficulty. Some denominations are losing members. Some are growing. The Orthodox Church is a growing congregation here in Roanoke. But the Catholic Church remains strong. People are hungering for rituals and traditions and the Christian teachings in their Sunday services. That's why they go to church.
Don, here's a question for you. Would you say there is still value and purpose in a traditional burial?
Oh, absolutely. I would say there's value and purpose in the traditional burial. It's one of life's most difficult decisions and times when we lose a loved one. There's no YouTube video that's going to get you through the most difficult day of your life.
Right.
You can't do this alone. Traditions offer familiarity and a clear sequence of events. You know what to expect. You know this is the way it's going to go. There's a sense of order. When your life is uncertain, there's a sense of order in traditions. And the reassurance and feeling of community when friends gather together and let you know that that your loved one mattered to them. Visitation pays respects to the individual, whether there's a viewing or not. And the final committal in a place like an Evergreen Memorial Trust cemetery property provides a clear point of a farewell. I think we want folks to know that you don't walk alone. When you're working with an Evergreen Memorial Trust counselor, we're here to help you, guide you through the most difficult time of your life.
And folks, I can tell you they have a tremendous staff, some wonderful counselors on staff. Would love to help you. Don, how can our listeners reach out if they have any questions?
Absolutely. Find us on the web at evergreenmemorialtrust.com or give us a call at 342-2593. We'll patch you through to whichever office it is that you're looking to speak with.
Don, it's always good to see you. Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. See you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks, Joey. Thanks.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.